they are saying that the situation is really getting very worse for the people economically, and more importantly, the people are losing the hope. They think that the international community abandoned them. No one cares about them anymore. And the more people just killed, they think that people look to them as number. They dehumanized them in the media. And they forget that they are families, they are souls, they have futures. And many of the people who have been killed, they are actually young people, very talented, and they are very successful in their studies. They didn't go there to demonstrate because they want to lose their life. They want to say to the world that actually we want a better life and we deserve a justice. It's not easy to be a refugee. We didn't ask to be a refugee. We didn't choose that path. It was imposed on us.
Just tell people briefly how that happened, because I think some of the younger generation might not know that story.
It started with the wars, like in after Balfour Promise for the Zionism community of having a Jewish country in a land. There was being chosen the Palestinian land as a promised land for the Jewish community. Palestine was known for their tolerance, and it's a home for three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So there never been a conflict towards religion, and it was a very nice and fertile land. And people in the time of the World War, they were welcoming the Jewish who were fleeing from Europe because of what happened. And it was normal for us to accepting whoever coming in Palestine. But after the British men did it, they start to make people enter with the intention of staying to steal lands and taking the people's life, and then the gangs and the wars and the army.
And that actually happened. I mean, Palestinians were put out of their homes and those homes were given to Jewish settlers.
Yes. In fact, like people saying the propaganda, we don't want peace. That's not true. We actually wanted peace. When they say go to a peace process, we went to the peace process. They promised us with a lot of, and we get nothing out of the peace process. We actually lost of the land. Now, after the peace process, more than 62% of our land in West Bank was being used for illegal settlements. Illegal settlements created there in order to create a new reality that prevent us from having a Palestinian state that they promised us with. And also to have a more economic favor more than us. They steal our resources and they sell it up. So imagine I go to stores in Europe and then I look into product coming from my family land. Land I can't enter. Land that suppose these resources are mine. And I can't have it because it's now to someone else. They are using it.
So this is Israeli settlers who move in and Israeli army protect them to
yes.
do that, and
yes.
they need to do that very strongly.
Yes.
They take over the land. I've seen pictures of olive trees and
yes,
plantations
true.
Being taken down. And then you walk into a shop and you see those goods in the land that you and your family should own,
yes.
and they're now Israeli produce. Is that it?
Yeah, I feel this is very like painful for me to see it, because I feel like everyone who are participating in buying such goods, they are actually participating in killing their sisters and brothers in the Palestinian land. They actually partners in the stealing of land and destroying of the plants. And that's what the Israelis army and the settlers and the companies there, they are doing. They are doing like a type of partnership between them, supported by the army, and they actually targeting a certain farms, and they go keeping harassing them, attacking them, and then they get a legal confiscation of the whole land and prevent the people from entering and destroying the home, and that's it.
Tell me about the Francis Black Initiative. Senator Francis Black here has raised a bill which is getting a lot of support from other parties for a boycott of those goods from those areas that are Israeli produced but are from actually Palestinian property. Do you support that?
Yeah, of course. I want to tell you something that's now in Palestine, in Gaza, in West Bank, everyone is talking about it. In the radio, in the TV, everyone having hope. They are saying that this is the light in the dark tunnels, because they think that if people did something like that, this means that people still care about the life of the Palestinian, and our life are matters too. And people actually emotionally are waiting for such thing. They think that this is going to be the start. So if it's happened in Ireland, it's going to encourage a lot of country to take the same steps. And it's very peaceful and very legal to take such things, because these settlers are actually committing a crime against the international laws. They are actually building and using the resource of occupied lands. So we are protected by international law. But it's not enforced. So the only way is to do it by the support of the people themselves and the support of those who are can defend this right. Like, as a Palestinian, I will tell you that the Palestinians, they are scared to share sometimes their stories because they feel ashamed to share their suffering.
Why so?
Because it's too much. It's a lot of suffering and a lot of unbelievable practices being done by the Israeli army and by the settlers. And they think that if they say the truth, the stories and the truth, people will not believe it. So I'm here saying to people, go visit Palestine, go into the Palestinian territories, visit Israel, see the difference by your eyes, see what is really happening there, and then come back and be the voice of justice.
Now, I can hear how important it is for you, and in many cases it is a life and death issue. How do you feel about this stories the Israeli government put out, because they do seem to have a very slick communication strategy that does seem to get a lot of attention, and very often, and I'm not going to do it here, yes, people, because I don't believe there is a on the one hand and on the other in this situation, but there are people who say, well, what about the attacks from the Palestinian side on, you know, innocent Israelis in different places? Do you see that as a separate issue even?
No, it's not actually separate issues. People have to understand this is a struggle, and conflict is a very unique. It's a life instead of another life. You bring a life from outside. You bring settlers who have their own countries and have their own nationalities come into a land, taking someone else's nationalities, someone else's land and life. And that's happened for 70 years.
And that's an important point, isn't
yes.
it? It just didn't start after the Second World War. It's actually still happening
yes.
at the moment.
It's,
I think people need to really understand
yes,
that.
That it's ongoing conflict since 70 years. It's an occupation. It's a unique type of colonization that's really very different to any type. Palestinians don't have any other country. They don't have any other nationality. They are now stateless. All the citizens of Israel actually have another nationality. They have another country. They have families in other part of the world they can return to it. Palestinians have nowhere. They are refugees. They are stateless. I stayed with no identity. No one recognized me, because I'm a refugee and I don't have a country.
Do you take hope from some of the Israeli people and some of the Israeli soldiers, the refuseniks, who are
yes.
coming out and saying,
yes.
listen
Absolutely.
To us, even if you won't listen to the Palestinians, listen to us. What
yes.
we're doing there is unconscionable.
Yes. I have to say I'm so proud, because I know the measurement and the practice and the pressure under these people. People don't understand that Israel is a military country, so everyone has to go under the military for a certain times, every member of the family. So being able to say, I will break my silence, I will talk about what's really happening, and I'm going to support this Palestinian, but because this is an occupation and a refuge, I respect every single person who are doing that, because they really saw it and they know the truth. And a lot of courage groups working in Israel, they are actually so pro-Palestinian, and they are against occupation because you don't need to be in a certain, you don't need to be in a certain religion or a certain nationality to support justice. Justice is justice everywhere at any time. And I think that those people or the Jewish or the Israelis who do support the Palestinian or against the occupation, they know the meaning of the suffering before. They know that you have to be in the side of justice or people, and the humanity will not survive.